Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The misconception that we are going to discuss today vis-a-vis the concept of prophethood relates to the infallibility of the prophets of God. Now, if we study the Quran, this infallibility clearly relates to a specific aspect of their personalities, and in this aspect they are absolutely infallible. And that aspect is that while transmitting and communicating the religion of the Almighty, the religion of Islam to the people, they are absolutely infallible in this regard, and there is no mistake which emanates from them in this matter, and they present to the people whom they address the very message of God in the very way they receive it. There is absolutely no addition or subtraction, and the Almighty Himself makes sure of this. And we find that in Surah Al-Jin, in the very last verses of Surah Al-Jin, the Almighty has explicitly stated so. And simple reading of these verses is, إِلَّا مَنِ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ رَصَدًا لِيَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا. As for those whom he chooses as his prophets, they can say nothing of their own, because he guards them from their behind and from the front, that he may know if they have delivered the messages of their Lord, and he surrounds whatever is around them and keeps count of all their things. So the Almighty Himself makes sure that they do not commit any mistake while delivering his message. As far as the ascription of mistake or sin is concerned, for example, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Fatah, I have already explained that in one of my lectures, that it does not relate in any way to any sin or any mistake which is committed because of following one's base desires. It is an ascription made to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because at times he was very overzealous and over-enthusiastic in matters of truth, for the cause of the truth. So that is an entirely separate affair. And of course, in that particular area, there were mistakes committed by the prophets of God, and of course, they were corrected by the Almighty. And we know that this particular correction came in the form of wahi, and has been recorded at various instances in the Quran also. And I have referred to that in one of my lectures as well. So that is a separate affair, and in that particular affair, we do not claim that the prophets of God were infallible. The infallibility of the prophets of God should be understood very clearly, that it relates to this affair of wahi, it relates to this affair of divine revelation, and that is that they absolutely transmit the same revelation which is received to them without any subtraction, deletion or addition. In the very manner they receive it, they deliver it, and the Almighty Himself makes sure that they do so. So therefore it has to be understood that the concept of infallibility of the prophets relates specifically to the transmission and communication of the messages and wahi of God to the ummahs of those prophets. It does not relate to some of the other areas which I have referred to, for example, in which the Quran has ascribed the word sin or mistake to the prophets of God. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.